This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Have you recently celebrated an accomplishment? If you think this is self-serving, think again. After exiles returned from Babylon and rebuilt the wall around Jerusalem, Nehemiah 12 describes their dedication celebration. They sought out leaders from among the Levites, selected on the basis of being musically gifted, and organized them into choirs accompanied by musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. A choir led a procession around the wall in one direction, while another choir went in the opposite direction. When they met, they went into the house of God. On that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God gave them great joy. The women and children rejoiced with them. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem was heard far away. Verse 43. That was some celebration. What a way to celebrate their accomplishment. What a way to tell all who questioned or opposed them that in spite of their opposition, they were victorious. I would suggest that celebrating your accomplishments is not only a valid activity, I believe it's wise. Parents should keep this in mind. It's a way to affirm their children. Leaders should make a practice of celebrating the accomplishments of those they lead. And it's healthy to celebrate your own victories. But remember, in your celebrations, always, always give God the glory, for He is the one who enabled you to succeed. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.